was 2 years ago today.
Yes.
Lost the lives of the 49 Angels. And you're encouraged to get out and about today on Orlando United Day. And we wanted to chat with the Honorable Mayor Buddy Dyer. Good morning, Mayor Dyer.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're fantastic. Thanks so much for joining us. We know that today marks the two-year mark of losing the 49 lives, the 49 Angels, and a lot going on here in Central Florida today as far as the ringing of the bells with the churches here locally and nationwide at 12 o'clock today, and then a remembrance ceremony going on tonight at the Pulse Interim Memorial later on tonight at 7 o'clock. As Orlando, what can we do today, whether residents, first responders, people to help honor and remember the lives of the people that we lost 2 years ago?
I think any act of love and good deed is appropriate today to remember the victims, their families. One of the things that we're doing is making sure that everybody knows that we have mental health services available through the Orlando United Victims Assistance Center. I know that the anniversary last year and this year, and then some of the other events that have occurred over the course of the last couple of years, trigger emotional responses in different ways, and people respond in different ways. So we want everybody to know that we've got your back and we've got services for whatever people may need today.
Well, one thing that began last year for the entire city to just embrace, and I think it's a way that we want our city to be defined, is that today is now known as Orlando United Day, a day of love and kindness.
That's exactly right. And Mayor Jacobs and I at the public ceremony this evening will be proclaiming that again, but it's certainly in perpetuity now. And you mentioned our community. Over the course of the last 2 years, I could not be more proud of how our citizens and the entire Central Florida community have responded. And we were a community that showed love and compassion and unity, embraced diversity, and we were already that community on the 12th. But I think the events surrounding Pulse and the response have opened people's eyes to just what type of community Orlando is.
You had said something in the wake of the tragedy that really hit home. You said that people, when you were outside of Orlando, were now saying, oh, you know, I'm from Orlando too, which you never really heard. We were transient. When you're outside of Orlando, is Pulse something that still comes up with you and the incredible way you handled it?
Well, thank you for that. But it absolutely, when I travel to U.S. Conference of Mayors or to other things, people still often remark about the response of Orlando in the wake of Pulse. And, you know, we've had so many additional tragedies that have occurred over the course of the last 2 years. But I think Pulse still stands out in everybody's mind. And maybe it was just the way that our community responded.
Can we get an update? I know that the owner of Pulse, Barbara Poma, is one of the people who is on board with the way the city has decided to reflect on the day. But for the permanent memorial, is there any news on that front?
Barbara decided that they would continue to own the site. So it's been a private organization that has been responsible for developing information and research, and a lot goes into how and what you're going to do in terms of a memorial or a museum. And they have studied Oklahoma City, New York, and some of the ways they've gone about that. But the process is almost just as important as what the end result is, so that everybody's voice is heard and they feel like they were part of that process. So they're still in the information gathering stage. They have transformed the Pulse nightclub temporarily into what I think is a very dignified and nice tribute as a temporary site. And I think that process is probably going to take a number of years before it reaches a permanent conclusion.
Outside of donating blood today and doing our acts of love and kindness today, can we still help? Is there something we can do to help the victims, to help the families, to help the first responders?
You know, it's more of a reflect and support. If you happen to know anybody that was personally affected, maybe reaching out and giving them an encouraging word and letting them know that you're there to support them in whatever way that you can. But the manner that you suggested, giving blood or an act of love and kindness. Those are certainly appropriate ways. If you want to attend the vigil this evening at 7 at Pulse, that's certainly another way to do so.
Well, you've always made yourself available to us to answer these important questions that we know other people in the community have. So we do appreciate you being on with us today for that.
Thank you so much, Mayor Dyer.
Thank you.